How to Try Again, The No Guilt Guide to Making Changes That Stick, written and read by Steve Kamm. Introduction. Starting at the end. I wonder why it is that when I plan a route too carefully, it goes to pieces. Whereas if I blunder along in blissful ignorance aimed in a fancied direction, I get through with no trouble. John Steinbeck. Travels with Charlie in Search of America. Most books start at the beginning. We're going to start at the end. The morning after you failed. The day after you bailed on your diet. The week after you gave up on your 5K training. The month after you lost your job or your relationship fell apart. That moment when you're sad and frustrated and wondering, where do I go from here? I'll start with some uplifting news. You're in good company. My name is Steve Kamm, and I have failed a lot lately. The only reason you're listening to this book is because of those failures. In 2023, I signed a contract to write a book about how I've helped millions of busy, burned-out people reach their goals while living beautifully unoptimized lives. I was excited to share my 17 years of experience teaching how to make progress, even when life doesn't go according to plan. And then my life didn't go according to plan. 2 weeks after signing this book deal, my dermatologist gave me the lovely news that the itchy patch on my scalp was basal cell carcinoma. "Don't worry, that's the good kind," she said. A surgery and some stitches took care of it this time, but I assume this will be the first of many skin cancer diagnoses in my future. And then things really got fun. After a 9-year relationship, I got divorced. I know divorce is quite common, particularly when shared life goals no longer overlap, but that didn't make mine hurt any less. Things ended amicably, but it still resulted in a shattered heart, fear around how my life would change, and the need to toss my perfectly crafted plan for the future right in the trash. Even better, all of this happened at the same time my company fell apart. Thanks to society-wide changes in how people use search engines, artificial intelligence, and social media, I watched as 75% of my company's website traffic, 1.5 million monthly visitors, disappeared over just a few years. I tried keeping my whole team together for as long as I could, but eventually I had to face reality. We went through a reckoning, a downsizing, and a company-wide reinvention for the 10th time. Admittedly, all of this happening while my personal life went through similar turmoil wasn't great. Okay, it sucked. Particularly because things usually just work out for me. I'm lucky as hell. I was born on third base. I'm an overachieving people pleaser with workaholic tendencies. My solution to every problem has always been just work harder. And for almost 4 decades, that mostly worked. I built a pretty great company and a pretty great life. And then it all stopped working, all at the same time. These past 3 years forced me to rethink my life. I had to change how I talk to myself. I had to let go of my expectations for the future. I had to forget any goal I had for my business. I had to adjust how I thought about solving problems. I even had to redefine who I was as a person. Here's the funniest part. This all happened after I signed the paperwork to write a book about how I help people navigate these same problems. And even then, it still took me 18 months to accept that the very skills I taught other people also applied to my situation. True statement. It was in draft number 14 when I finally found the courage to add my personal failings to this introduction. If you remember those old Hair Club for Men commercials, I'm going to hijack their slogan. I'm not just the author of How to Try Again, I'm also a client. I'm starting with the story of my life crashing down around me, not because I'm planning to say, I got through some hard times and so can you. That's as cliche as it is untrue and unhelpful. I'm still figuring things out. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I also don't know you personally, though I do know you have impeccable taste in listening material. I also can't promise that things will get better for either of us. I'm not going to tell you that your failure is a blessing or that it's meant to be. While some failures end up being a benefit after the fact,